Good day and welcome to episode.
That's easy for you to say.
Sorry.
Nice one.
I felt so confident as well that I was really going to nail it. And then I just kind of like, have you ever jumped out of a car at about 11 kilometers per hour?
You just
exactly
collapsed.
How I started this
that
one.
Was terrible, actually.
Shut up. I'm going to start.
No, I'll do it.
No, you don't.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Unbelievable.
Hey, welcome to episode 7 of the Disc Golf Comedy Podcast. Ray got to interview Rick Ackley.
That was very good.
And it sounds like they had a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to listening to it. Ray, what was your main takeaway from your time with Rick?
Rick was an absolute pleasure. And it came to our attention that there was a guy in London who looks exactly like Eric Oakley here in the States. And actually, their names are like very similar. There's a lot of other similarities. We had a blast talking about his life, his musical career, some things that people have compared him to Eric Oakley about. And actually, we got into some deeper stuff later on, the 25-minute mark or something. We're talking about our relationship with our fathers, and it turns into a very emotional time for me.
What?
I'm sorry. Why are you laughing?
That's great. I'm great to hear that you just like, it sounds like it got a little touchy-feely.
What's wrong with having feelings?
Feelings are fine. Feelings are fine.
I can't believe you're making fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you. No, listen. I don't know. It's awkward now, and so I'm laughing. You ever get that?
This is...
Okay. All right. Let's just get into it.
Let's just start the episode.
Here you go. Episode 7 of the Disc Golf Comedy Podcast. Rick Ackley and my friend Ray.
We're not friends. Friends to be determined, but let's listen to the episode anyway.
All right, welcome to this episode of the Disc Golf Comedy Podcast. My name is Ray, and I'm here in my studio, but I'm actually doing a remote interview today, and I'm going to introduce my guest in just a second, but I got to tell you guys, I'm looking at him on the screen, and it's alarming. I mean, we'll explain it more as we go on, but let's bring in my new friend, because we've been talking in the green room for about 10 minutes, and I think we could probably hang out. My new friend, and probably yours in a couple of minutes. His name is Rick Ackley, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear it.
How you doing?
Good, Rick. Sorry, I'm the only one clapping. You got to imagine the sound of about, 300 or 400 listeners clapping in their cars or bathtubs.
If you've been watching the EPL at all on the telly, they've been putting in crowd sounds to make the game for the watcher to feel more normal. So I just pictured that's just Stamford Bridge just erupted when you said my name just as I'm in the starting 11 and get my debut.
Rick, nobody understands a word that you just said. I mean, obviously I do, because I'm Australian and we share kind of an affinity. But, those people
We sent you there, basically.
Well, listen, we can talk about that. But most people are like the EPO. What does the Environmental Protection Organization have to do with... I didn't even know they had
games.
It's the
English Premier League.
I mean,
if you're over here and you don't know about proper football, it's... I don't know what you frisbee tossers are doing, but I mean, tosser is already its
well.
Own
I was going to say that wouldn't be the first time that I've been called a tosser, but it's different over here. It's not as rude. So tell us why you're in London, and why you know about football, and who you are.
Well, born and raised in South London, grew up a Blue, can't stand Arsenal, just the typical stuff. Always followed football. My father took me there as a young little bloke, and we just bonded, and we still do. We chat about football pretty much daily. We're just keeping up on the Champions League, the EPL. We will always talk about other leagues in Europe, but realistically, it's really the EPL is the only one. You know, it's the top league. It's always going to be the top league, and that's and I feel as if my life it's just been just molded by football. It's my life. I felt like I was a pretty good player, but you know, never had my chance.
Now, I did a little bit of Googling before the interview because I always like to put in at least 5 minutes of prep before I talk to somebody so I don't sound like an idiot. But you actually played, you know, at university, am I right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Played in the club level growing up, you know, but got to the point where playing in the lower divisions of football, but not making any money, so had to, you know, figure it out. You know, got into video games on the internet through YouTube, Twitch. You know, typical things. Trying to be PewDiePie. You know, everybody wants to be somebody cool on the internet, and what? But you know, I'm just out there doing my thing.
Now, with you competing in the clubs, is that similar to how football in clubs works in Australia? Where you actually like will go into a nightclub and have a game, right there in the middle of the
That if they were to bring something like that to London, you know, you'd have to call, you know, an ambulance pretty quick. But at the same time, I really think that would take off. I mean, that's the type of club I'd want to go to, and
so that's not
have a pint of lager, have a pint of stout, and just knock and
get
the ball
back on
around.
The pitch.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, that's how we do it, and it's very fun. It is quite chaotic, but yeah, you have to be 21 to you only have to be 13 to drink, but you have to be 21 to compete in a football club in Australia. So a little fact for you guys. We're going to teach people a lot about we're going to teach people a lot about Europe and Australia and all kinds of places tonight. But tell us why you're on the podcast, because we don't just call random British guys.
Well, I'd stay up for this one. It's way past my bedtime, but some bloke in the States who's a frisbee tosser is, you know, supposedly looks just like me, his name ends up to be pretty similar to mine as well, but you know, some guy named Eric Oakley, which I don't know if I said it right or not.
It's like your name, Rick Eckley, but if you just added one letter to each of your names, like if you just added an E,
yeah, I don't see
it to your first name. You added on the, if you added an E at the end, it would be Rice, but that's not. You add it to the front, and it's Eric. And then you add an O to the front, you know, also of your last name, and you got Eric Oakley. But that's not where the that's not where it's really even the creepiest part, because as I'm looking at you, I gotta say, I mean, I've seen Eric Oakley up close.
Devilishly good looking, I get it.
You are. I've seen Eric Oakley up close 3 times, and one of them, he autographed a disc for me. The other two, he wasn't aware that I was watching him. I'd rather not talk about those. But I got to say that you look exactly. Oi, wow, who is that?
This is my lovely cat. She keeps me company. This is Stout. Because, you know, I do go for a lager often, but I do love me a Stout. So,
okay,
I had to name my kitty cat.
Listen,
my favorite beverage.
Rick, do you have any idea what Eric Oakley's cat's name is?
What's his name?
Its name is Spout.
What? No. There's no way.
I'm not even kidding. Your names are basically the same, you look the same, and your cat's names are almost like one letter apart.
I feel like this bloke has been stalking me, if anything, because, I mean, I have, you know, I'm always going to feel as if I'm the OG, I'm the original.
So I've got a question about your childhood. Was it good?
Yeah, you know, watching games, playing games. You know, it was a pretty good thing. You know, we weren't far from the bridge, so if we weren't at the game, you know, we were watching it at the pub or on the telly at home. Probably the best part was always going, you know, on a Sunday and just or Saturday and just you know, kept taking in the atmosphere, grabbing a program or a scarf from the game, and just you know, being a part of the club, feeling like we were one of them.
So that's where the differentiation between you and the American Eric Oakley is actually probably going to start to divide, because I've got a theory that he actually had quite a problematic upbringing. And this is why I think that. Every single time you see this freaking guy on video, he is asking, was that everything that happens, bar none, he says, he looks at the camera and he says, was that good? And then he's...
Well, I feel like he's got some issues.
It's like this never-ending, like, existential search to try and discover what's good in life. So it makes you think that he probably had nothing good.
Yeah. Maybe nobody ever told him he was doing anything proper, doing it right. He just always needs someone to tell him, yo, it's all right.
This is good.
You're good.
Right. It makes me, it kind of breaks my heart when I watch.
It's pretty sad. I mean, to hear that, and, you know, maybe I should reach out to him, because, you know, the Blues are, you know, have put a few games together. We're getting back in the top five, you know, challenging for a Champions League spot. So my life is phenomenal. So, you know, maybe I can extend a little bit of that to him, and maybe he'll understand that things will always get better.
Like, you could call him and you could just say, hey, let me just give you a list of like maybe seven things that are like always good. And then you could stop asking everybody.
I mean,
ice cream. Good.
Chelsea. Frank Lampard. John Terry. Gianfranco Zola.
Anheuser Drive.
What?
Good. That's a tosser term. Call those TTs. There's lots of TTs in America. We've got Heiser and Anheuser and Birdie Putton, Par Putton, tosser terms. Eric Oakley is actually a very famous frisbee tosser. I don't know if you knew.
Yeah, okay. That's what they kept telling me. You know, he's like, "Oh, what are you doing over here?" And I'm like, "I'm from here." And you know, it was usually some American walking around asking me, you know, did I bring my bag? And I don't have a bag. I got my wallet, but what kind of bag would I be carrying? So I don't know. And they asked about discs, and you know, I haven't had a CD, and I don't even know how long. I've been on Spotify for 10 years, so no need for discs anymore.
Now, has anybody ever confused you as Eric Oakley while you're in London? Or is that only happening when you're here? Really?
Well, I haven't been to the States. I'm always been here in London. I've only traveled to other places in Europe to watch the Blues play. But, you know, we've got to keep that blue flag flying high. So.
Well, I got to say, that's very surprising. And I'm trusting that Eric's never going to listen to this podcast. He probably thinks it's beneath him anyway. But I got to say that he's really not even like a household name here in America. So the fact that you're in London and people are asking, like, comparing you to him actually kind of blows my mind. Like, have you seen any footage of him, like, playing or anything?
I've seen a few photos. Somebody tagged me in a few posts on Instagram, you know, saying, like, yo, Rick, is this you? And he looks like he's dancing, if anything, while he's tossing a frisbee. So I don't quite understand if it's all right there. Maybe that's why he's asking if it's good, because he's got his hands up like he's got a question to ask every time he wants to throw what, discs, frisbees, whatever you guys call them.
Now, do you wear very, very tight pants?
No.
Or trousers, not often. Sorry.
Well, yeah, I not often. Okay. I prefer, you know, nice loose fit. So maybe my wife... Tina with a Y. She might fancy me in some skinny pants, but you'd have to ask her.
Well, that's TMI, Tina with a Y, for crying out loud. We don't need to get adult. But did you know that Eric? See, I don't even, you're having me on now because you've Googled Eric Oakley and you're just making up stuff to sound like it's similar.
No, not at all. Not at all. What do you mean?
There's no way that, I'm not even going to, you know exactly what I mean. You know what Eric Oakley's wife's name is?
No. What? Why would I know that? I just saw saw the bloke on Instagram and that's about it. I saw that people think I'm him when I'm obviously not. I'm much better looking. At least he's not a bad looking bloke or anything. But, you know, I feel as if, you know, at least he's not, you know, looking like that whatever his name was, Sloth from the Goonies, kind of looking bloke. So I at least can get in on that. But yeah, I don't know much other than that about that he's a tosser or frisbee tosser. Sorry. But that's all I really got.
Well, I guess it would depend. Tina with a Y. Where is the Y? Is it like silent at the end or something, or at the?
No, it's right in the middle.
Oh, so it really, okay, well.
Yeah,
so
take out whatever. I mean, I feel that's the right way to spell Tina, but, you know, some people will go, you know, she likes to joke around and think it's Tina, but now we're starting to sound like you.
Well, Eric Oakley's wife here in America is named Tina.
With a Y?
But there's no Y. Again, like your cat, like you, there's just one letter. Well, that's what I thought. I thought that you were having me on, and I promise I'm not having you on. Goodness knows I've got better ways to get listens on the channel.
I just feel like this guy, Eric Oakley, or whatever, right, isn't it? Whatever he feels like he's doing is, he, you know, I would just rather people come up to me and, you know, wonder, you know, oh, this is Rick Ackley. You know, that's me. You know, I don't want people thinking I'm someone else. You know, I've got the pride of London here, and I take that very seriously. So whoever this guy is needs to, I mean, maybe we need to meet up in person and have it out for each other, because I feel like, oh, did you ever see what was the movie, the one, what, with
the Ring?
No.
Chronicles of Narnia,
the
Seven,
the movie,
The Chosen,
where
Winnie the Pooh,
where the dude would fight versions of himself in other dimensions,
and yes,
if he defeated them, he got stronger.
Right. Avengers Endgame. It was a very, very powerful movie. It actually taught me a lot about my relationship with my father that I hadn't really ever thought about in the past. I couldn't even make it through the previews. Honestly, I was just bawling like a baby. They had to drag me out. Is that the movie that you were?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I mean, I didn't ever see the Avengers. You know, it was.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh, probably,
you know,
didn't make it over to London.
Yeah, I don't watch anything else other than watching a bit of football.
Football, right?
Yeah.
We've got a question coming in on Instagram, and I tagged you, Graham. I gotta say, this is kind of like feeding a fed horse, or how I was supposed to say that now. But your Instagram handle being the real Rick Ackley isn't helping anything, because that's very similar to Eric's Instagram handle.
Well, I know, like when I was tagged in his post, I just thought someone tagged me in my own post. And I mean, that was weird, but I do believe that someone's pulling my leg, that, you know, they've photoshopped or something at this point. Because,
I
mean,
there's a chance that he's making, like, that maybe he became aware of you.
Yeah.
And
like long game prank, like being punked or something. Wait, bringing back Ashton Kutcher, like kind of thing, like going deep down the rabbit hole. But I could be wrong. You know, maybe we need to meet up. One of us defeats the other and we see what happens. Maybe we just become like Super Saiyans or something.
Is that what you meant when you were talking about that movie with the multi-dimensions a minute ago?
I think so. That's what I was getting
okay
at.
Well,
we've had our fair share of some scraps in in some of the derbies here in London. So, you know, I feel like I know my way around it.
That's reassuring. I wasn't sure what you were talking about at the time, and I thought it was actually quite rude for you to bring up my relationship with my father like that, because it's a little bit, I mean, obviously it's tender, and not like Tinder, you know, not like the app. I mean, like,
well,
sensitive.
Yeah. Well, it's not, I'm like a Tinder. Married man. Not,
my
no,
dad's,
I don't need that.
And my dad's not on Tinder, and I didn't. It's not.
I mean, good for him if he is, but.
Well, you know, it would be good for him, but he's also married, and so, you know, it's sort of bad.
Well, they're
for
not
him.
Good for him.
Good for my mom. So we've got a question coming in from Instagram. It's from Chasing the Bees.
Right on.
Well, seems,
I mean,
like a
why
terrible
would you run life. After the bees?
Exactly.
I mean, I feel like
terrible
I'd be running
idea.
Away from them. I mean, they're good for the earth and everything. They help us live, whatever. But don't kill yourself by stinging me. It's gonna hurt. Like I don't understand bees one bit. But I don't know why you chase after them.
I had an entire infestation of honeybees on my
oh,
back
that's sweet.
Deck.
See what I did there?
It was great because it was like the honey. It's sort of a double meaning. I love that. Thank you. Thank you very much for saying that. I had an infestation of honeybees. There was 11,000 of them.
What?
And I fogged them out with a fog, like a insecticide fogging thing.
Did you turn on like a strobe light and made a little bee club?
Oh, that, it would have been, yeah, and then we could have brought the whole football team over and like had a little scrimmage. No, I killed all of them, and then my dad was like very, very angry at me because at the time I didn't know that they were like endangered and we're supposed to like take care of them. And it was just another like chapter in a long book of sort of a, you know, like dysfunctional relationship between me and my father that, again, I'd really not like to talk about and appreciate it if we could just move on from
well,
it.
Well, don't me blame me. Long... Chasing the Bees is bringing up the
oh,
bad
right.
blood.
Yes, thank you. Sorry. Chasing the Bees says, Rick, when you wrote Never Gonna Give You Up, was that secretly about your love for whale pants?
See, I've gotten this one as well. Rick Astley. I mean, if I had a voice like that, I mean, I would still be putting out music. I would have been huge in the UK. I would have blown up. I would have been probably Spice Girls level fame. Wow. Let's be real. His voice is like an angel. It's wonderful. And the message, he's never going to give you up.
It would be amazing if we all had someone in our life that we could like lean on to like that source of, you know, dependency and like familiarity and like never going to give you up. And I got to say, I never really had that with my own father. And
I'm really sorry to hear that, mate. I don't mean to laugh.
Well, and I don't mean to keep bringing it up, but I just, like, they're never going to give you up. That just kind of, it really hits me right.
Well,
you know,
well,
my heart is tender about it.
Maybe Eric Oakley needs to hear this as well, because, I mean, constantly asking if something's good. He needs someone that's never going to give him up. It's never going to let him down.
There's some deep crap, Rick.
I mean, I feel like I wanted to come on here and just get it out and let people know that I ain't him, I'm me. And but I feel as if, you know, with you, Ray, that we, you know, we're diving in some deeper stuff here, and I feel like that's good for both of us. You know, Rick Astley can be the guy that pushes us forward. Never give up. Never give you up, Ray.
Well, I gotta say, that's about the seventh most arrogant piece of filth that I've ever heard out of anybody's mouth. You self-entitled son of... Just because you had the
you
perfect
just don't get
upbringing...
You're just upside down there in Australia.
You've
got what
the
you
perfect
expect?
Father, and you're just able to put a... You know, you have relational privilege. It's what you have, Rick.
We went to plenty of games together. It's not my fault.
Just got to smear it in my face. Just like, yeah, you know what? I think everybody with a good relationship should just think, isn't life great? Well, we don't all have that luxury, all right? I've got like 17 kids and a bunch of dysfunctional relationships. And
Ray,
my Patreon bills aren't
your
paying...
Your chance to be the father of all them kids and show him that you're never going to give them up.
What the crap do I know about being a good father? The only male figures in my life are like, you know, Jeremy Colling and Rick Astley.
From what I've heard. I've heard Big Jam as something because I believe one of my friends sent me a message about some showmez. I didn't understand it.
Right.
It sounded sounded very Latin, and I didn't fully grasp it. But then they were talking about, oh yeah, this guy's like, you know, he gets plenty of nosebleeds because he's like 6 foot a billion or something like that.
It's not how height works.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not that tall.
Yeah, Big Jim's actually been on our podcast a couple times in person, and just people talk. People just like, he's sort of like one of your clubs over there, I would imagine. He's kind of a point of conversation over here in the States. We need to get him back on the potty at some point.
On the potty? Well, you guys coming to the loo?
No, sorry. Not like we need to get him on the potty. He can handle that himself. Probably. I don't know. I don't know how tallness works.
Everybody poops.
All right. This one comes from our Discord server. If you guys are out and about, go to discord.tylerbrickley.com. And Jed says, why is he such a fan of croakies?
Croakies?
Well, I just threw that out at you. I was kind of hoping you knew what that meant because it spelled it like croak, like a frog, and then I-E-S. So croakies, do you have any idea what that means? Might stand for a quick
Google. Oh, he's talking about what we call them here in London is chums. It's the things that attach to the back of your glasses.
Right.
So they don't fall off your head. I don't know. I don't have any reason. I wear these when I game, you know.
Must be an Eric Oakley thing. I heard he does a lot of swimming, the American version of you.
Yeah.
Does a lot of
swimming. I would imagine he's probably into some beach volleyball if he's going to be wearing some chums or croakies or whatever you want to call them. Because that's the only reason. You got some, you know, nice shades on, going out there, sweating, looking good. Keeping the ball up, diving all over the sand, probably finding a babe, but, you know, that's a different person. That ain't me. We're here in London, it's 40 degrees and raining. We're not getting any beaches. Nobody wants to see them.
Did you say that you had some music out?
A little bit.
What sort of style are we talking about? What sort of genre?
Me and a few of my lads, had a garage punky band that we put out a couple singles and nothing ever came of it, but it was fun. But I always felt like if I had could have been like Rick Astley, we would have gone somewhere, but we didn't, but it was fun nevertheless. Never made it on Spotify or anything. We just, you know, we record something and throw it on a disc and try and get people to take a listen, and most people threw it away. They threw the disc in the basket, so I feel like that's just how it is.
Typical tossers. Have you ever done any disc golf? Does that even exist in London, or were you aware of that before you saw Eric Oakley?
After a little bit of research, when I see this tosser around, I thought about figuring out if we could. There's not much in London, but there is some in the UK. We'd rather have a football pitch put more of those going in is better for everybody's mental health in especially in London.
So no tosses, just a lot of pitches is what I'm hearing over in London. I guess that checks out. Rick, it has been an absolute pleasure to be able to talk to you. I gotta say, I've talked to Eric Oakley now a couple times, and you're at least 7 times more enjoyable to hang out with, and you look just like him. So I'd say he's like the Costco version of Rick Eckley at this point. I'm going to have to get you back on the potty at some point if you're around, able to.
Love it.
Thank you for staying up late.
You know, if I ever make it stateside, maybe we can grab a pint.
It sounds lovely. I mean, obviously, with COVID and everything.
Not doing much traveling.
No, I was going to say with COVID and everything, all the bars are empty. So it would be a great time for us to meet up because It's very
easy. I feel
easy.
Like we can have a place to ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
The 1v1 little game going. Bring a ball.
I don't know.
What clubs were... Yeah, I thought we were going to play...
Oh, like the football... Yeah. Sorry.
That's what I thought you were...
I'm sorry. I didn't want to make it awkward. I just thought that maybe you were like just kind of moving in a different direction there for a second, and I can see now that your intentions were honourable. Sorry to put that on you. But I am married, though, so just in case that's the only reason you came to the States, to get that out of the way now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you... I mean, I'll message you after. So to end, I was hoping that just to honour the men and then to kind of help me with some of the stuff that I'm going through with my own father, do you think that we could just sing the chorus to that great anthem?
I'm in.
Together.
Okay. I'm all in, mate. I'm all in.
And if you're out there right now and you have a father... or you don't have a father, or if you have something in the middle, not like genetically, I mean like in terms of his involvement or whatever, basically regardless of your current fatherhood situation, if you're not doing good at relationships, you need to listen to these words and really take in Rick Astley's message. Okay, we're going to sing it for you now.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you.
Sing it one more time.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Never gonna make you cry. Never
but
gonna say
crying.
Goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. Right, that was beautiful, mate. I even needed that. That makes me feel better. Maybe Eric Oakley will listen in and wonder if that's good or not. He'll know it's good.
Screw that guy. Special thanks to Eric Oakley, who played Rick Ackley, in case you didn't catch that on this episode of the Disc Golf Comedy Podcast. If you want to hear the full, uncut, unedited version of our interview where we laughed a lot and talked about each other's characters and kind of developed the plot such as it was, you can go to discgolfcomedy.com to support